Right now, it is time for us to check sports, and it's time for us to go and take a look at the NFL scores. I do have to admit I sat watching Red Zone most of the day yesterday, and then I tried to watch Sunday Night Football but fell asleep on it. I just, you know, couldn't wake up and watch it. It just not happening. All right, in action that took place yesterday, the Eagles now 5-6. They defeated the Saints 40-29. The Saints are 5-5. The Jets got clobbered by the Dolphins 24-17. The Dolphins are 4-7. The Jets are 2-8. The Washington football team defeated the Panthers 27-21. Washington's 4-6. The Panthers 5-6. The Colts, meanwhile, surprised the Bills 41-15. The Colts now 6-5, and the Bills now 6-4. The Lions lost to the Browns. The Lions are now 0-9-1. The Browns beat them 13-10. The Browns are now 6-5. The 49ers down the Jaguars 30-10. They even their record at 5-5. The Jaguars fall to 2-8. Meanwhile, the Texans defeated the Titans. That was a big upset, 22-13. The Texans raised their record to 2-8. The Titans fall to 8-3. Packers lost to the Vikings. Last-second field goal, 34-31. Vikes are now 5-5, and the Packers are 8-3. The Baltimore Ravens just got by the Chicago Bears, 16-13. The Ravens are 7-3. The Bears are 3-7. The Bengals defeated the Raiders 32-13. The Bengals now 6-4. The Raiders 5-6. Cardinals over the Seahawks 23-13. Cardinals raised their record to 9-2. The Seahawks fall to 3-7. And the Cowboys fell to the Chiefs. The Chiefs are back, folks, 19-9. The Chiefs are now 7-4. The Cowboys are 7-3. And the Steelers lost in an offensive struggle last night to the Chargers, 41-37. The Steelers are now 5-4-1, and the Chargers stand at 6-4. The Broncos and the Rams are on bye. The Giants play Tampa Bay tonight. All right. So that's what happened yesterday. Now, interesting thing about yesterday is we get a chance to look at the standings in the NFL. In the American Football Conference, guess who's back on top in the AFC East. That's right. That's right. The Patriots. I'll tell you, 1 year rebuilding plan for Bill Belichick. Pretty amazing. The Patriots are 7-4. The Bills are 6-4. In the AFC North, the Ravens are 7-3. Followed by Cincinnati at 6-4, Pittsburgh at 5-4-1, and the Browns at 5-5. So everybody in the AFC North is at 500 or above. In the AFC South, the Titans lead the way with an 8-3 record. Indianapolis right behind them at 6-5. In the AFC West, everybody in the AFC West is at 500 or above. The Chiefs at 7-4 in first place. The Chargers in second place at 6-4. The Raiders and Denver Broncos each stand at 5-5. In the National Football Conference, the Cowboys are 7-3, followed by Philadelphia at 5-6, Washington 4-6. The Giants play tonight. They are 3-6. In the NFC North, the Packers are 8-3, followed by the Vikings at 5-5. The Bears are 3-7, and Detroit 0-9-1. In the NFC South, Tampa Bay at 6-3 leads the Saints, who are at 5-5, the Panthers at 5-6, and Atlanta at 4-6. And in the NFC West, the Arizona Cardinals 9-2, the Rams 7-3, the 49ers 5-5, and the Seahawks stand at 3-7. Let's switch over to the NBA yesterday, and locally, the Bulls beat the Knicks 109-103. Coming up today, the Nets take on the Cavaliers. The Celtics take on the Rockets. As we switch over to the National Hockey League, local action last night, the Rangers over the Sabres 5-4. The Bruins fell to the Flames 4-0. Maple Leafs over the Islanders 3-0. Today, any local action? I don't think so. No. So now, if we look at the standings, this is the amazing thing about this. I'll go to the Metropolitan Division, which has the Hurricanes in first place with 28 points, the Capitals in second place with 27, the Rangers in third place with 25. The real shocker, the Devils are ahead of the Islanders. The Devils have 19 points, and the Islanders only have 12 points. That is a shocker. We'll move on to college football rankings. Ohio State is now ranked number 2 in the college football poll. Alabama is number 3. Cincinnati is number 4. Of course, Georgia is the unanimous number 1. As we look at further past that, Notre Dame is up to their season high. They're ranked 5th in the country. Michigan will go into its game against Ohio State, ranked 6th. The winner of that game will play in the Big Ten championship game. Oklahoma State moved a season high to number 7. One of the 3 teams from the Big 12 rounding out the back half of the top 10. You've got Oklahoma State at 7, Baylor at number 9, and Oklahoma at number 10. By the way, Mississippi is ranked number 8 in the top 10 in college football. That happens to be a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.